Just want to give everybody my thoughts on this whole Ferguson situation. I agree with what Russell Brand said. This has a lot of similarities. It's not the same situation, of course it isn't, but it has a lot of similarities to the London riots a couple of years ago. The interesting thing is the way that the US, well, the police force seem to be treating protesters. And I agree, the protesters have not exactly been exemplary citizens in quite a lot of cases. Looting is unacceptable, and responding to violence with violence is also unacceptable. So I'm not trying to say that these people are angels. But enforcing a curfew because of these people is crazy. This is the sort of stuff we would see in the Middle East rather than in the US. A curfew to stop protesters protesting. Wow. Land of the free indeed. You've got to wonder. They don't help themselves when you get people who are speaking to the media who approach protesters saying things like, they've got guns, we've got guns, we are ready. I saw that in an Associated Press article I retweeted just now, if you want to go and check my sources. But it's interesting to me that because we've seen a bit of looting, which in a situation like this is kind of expected, not justifiable and shouldn't be tolerated, but is expected, we are now having curfews in the United States, in a town in the United States, to stop protesters. That's insane. Craziness. By the way, this also reinforces my opinion on civilian gun ownership. How many times have I said this? People always talk about, we want guns. Some people say, we want guns to protect ourselves against authority. If authority gets out of hand, we have a means to protect ourselves. Hate to tell you, but when you've got people rolling into your town, police rolling into your town with military-grade armoured vehicles and military-grade sniper rifles and things like that, your little handgun, or even your AR-15, isn't going to help you a whole lot. It's interesting to see the situation unfold. And it's interesting to see how the media is refusing to cover it, unless they absolutely have to. US media has been covering it somewhat. Foreign media, for the most part, has ignored it. Especially the BBC. I've seen absolutely no coverage of it on the BBC. If you watch BBC News exclusively, you wouldn't even know this was happening. I've seen most of the information about this on Twitter and from a select few American news sources like the Associated Press, CNN, and Fox, who all have their little biases. Fox seemed to maintain the opinion that protest isn't acceptable and we should wait for the investigation. CNN seemed to be reasonably neutral in it. The Associated Press also seemed to be reasonably neutral in it, although they do seem to be supporting the protesters more than they are the police in this situation. I also would like to make the point that people who are getting becoming outraged about naming this police officer who shot Mike Brown, what about when they named George Zimmerman? Not saying that he was right to shoot Trayvon Martin, but you can't exactly tell me that the situation was all nice and happy and not hostile in the slightest before they named George Zimmerman. But we shouldn't be naming this cop. Why? Because he's a cop? Oh, because he's now, his safety's compromised. Well, so was George Zimmerman's when his name was put out there. But it's okay for a civilian to be named, is it? I don't think so. I think if you're going to name a civilian who shot somebody and it causes outrage, then you should also be naming police and authority figures who shoot people and that causes outrage and unrest. You can't have it one way and not the other. That's the way I see it anyway. You either name them or you don't. Anyway, that's just my views on this.